Chapter 23, Jesus before Pilate and Herod. And the whole company of them rose and brought him before Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation, and forbidding giving tribute to Caesar, and saying that he is Christ, a king." And Pilate asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered them and said, "You say it." And Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no fault in this man." But they were the more urgent, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, even to this place." But when Pilate heard it, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And when he knew that he was of Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who also himself was at Jerusalem in those days. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had for a long time been desirous to see him, because he had heard about him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. And the chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. And Herod and his soldiers treated him with contempt, and mocked him, and dressing him in a gorgeous apparel, sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before they had been enemies. And Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people, and he said to them, "You brought to me this man as one that perverts the people, and I, having examined him before you, found no fault in this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I therefore chastise him and release him, for it was necessary for him to release one to them at the feast." But they cried out all together, saying, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas," one who had been cast into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. And Pilate spoke to them again, desiring to release Jesus. But they shouted, saying, "Crucify, crucify him." He said to them a third time, "Why? What evil has this man done? I found no cause of death in him. I will therefore punish him and release him." But they were insistent with loud voices, asking that he might be crucified. And their voices prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that what they asked for should be done. And he released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked. But he delivered Jesus over to their will, the crucifixion. And when they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it after Jesus. And a great crowd of the people followed him, and the women mourned and wailed for him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are coming in which they shall say, 'Blessed are the barren, wombs that never bore, and breasts which never nursed.' Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" And two others, both criminals, were led out with him to be executed. And when they came to the place which is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And the people stood watching. And the rulers also scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him, offering vinegar, and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." And there was also a written notice above him, "This is the King of the Jews." And one of the criminals that hung there hurled insults at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other answered, and rebuking him, said, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you have the same judgment? But we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I can say to you today, right now, that you will be with me in paradise." And it was now about the sixth hour, and a darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, the sun's light failing, and the veil of the temple was torn in the middle. And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. And when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." And all the crowds that came together to this sight, when they saw the things that were done, returned, striking their breasts. The burial of Jesus. And all his acquaintances and the women that followed him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching these things. And a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, he had not consented to their decision and deed, a man of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid him in a tomb that was hewn in stone, where never man had been laid. And it was the day of the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed, and saw the tomb, and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and on the Sabbath they rested according to the commandments.